Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so grateful to be here on this Tuesday, the 19th day of January, 2021. We appreciate each and everyone who has joined us, those who will join us later, those who have been with us down through the years. We are so grateful for the unity of the body and how God is moving by his spirit and by his power. So we're here today at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. We are grateful that the Lord continues to just smile on us and helps us as we go along in this earth realm. There is nothing better than knowing God, nothing better than being able to do his work and to do his will. We know that it is his will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that's one reason why we continue to pray, because there are so many people who need God, and we need to keep our prayers going to help us all to be faithful to the cause of Christ and to be steady in his will. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. My God, how awesome you are, how awesome you will always be. There is nothing better than you, God. You are the best thing that ever happened to us. You're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. And we're grateful, Lord, today that you are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. So we're grateful, Lord, that you're sovereign and you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. Oh, my Father, we thank you today that you reign on the just as well as the unjust, oh God. And we're grateful, Lord, today that we can come to you each and every day, no matter what time of the day it is. We know that you're there to hear our cry. You're there to hear our praises unto you. And, Lord, each and every day we want to give you the praise because you are worthy, oh Lord. Worthy are you, Father. My God, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross and giving his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Jesus, for just all the pain that you endured as you went up the hill, Golgotha. You endured that pain as they beat your back, and because of the stripes on your back, we are healed. So we thank you for healing today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Healing is the children's bread. And you said in your word that I am the Lord that healeth thee. So we thank you, Lord, today for healing that is taking place in the minds, the spirits, the souls, the bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we're grateful, Lord, that when you hung on that cross and all the pain and shame, you did it once for all of us. You went down into the grave and you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory. So we thank you for the victory this morning, oh God. We're grateful, Lord, today for what you did, Jesus, in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, have your way. My God, we realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us, oh God. We realize, oh God, that it's the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today even for the oil, oh God, the oil of the Holy Ghost and the oil that you have given us, oh God, to anoint ourselves, oh God. And we know, Father, today that as we look to you, Lord, that we can be healed and delivered and set free, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. My God, I thank you, Lord, that we are forgiven and we realize that we must die daily to sin, God. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, and I pray that our spirit man would continue to rise up, oh God, and to help us to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives until the death, oh God, because we know, Father, that we have the power and the authority over Satan himself. Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, oh God. So we're grateful, Lord, today that we can stand on your word, oh God, on Christ, the solid rock we stand, because all other ground is sinking sand, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we are standing in the midst of the trouble that is going on right now, God, and we continue to pray, God. We pray, God, today for this nation, Father. We need you right now, God. We realize, oh God, that many things that are going on is because of what you said in your word, that in the last day, days that perilous times would come, oh God. There will be wars and rumors of wars, oh God. There would be pestilence, oh God. And men would be lovers of themselves, and people would believe a lie before they would the truth, oh God. And we see that very thing happening in this time and dispensation in the United States of America, Lord. And there are different things going on around the world in different countries, oh God. And we are just praying for stability in our hearts and minds, oh God, so we will keep our minds on you, God, and realize, oh God, that we have the victory. We are victorious. We are more than victorious because of what Jesus did. My God, this morning we pray for the little children, oh God. There are little kids out there, God, oh God, who need you right now. In the name of Jesus, many are being molested, oh God. Many are being sodomized, oh God. Their children are being beaten unmercifully, oh God. There are those, oh God, who are being verbally abused, oh God. We ask you, Father, to help and deliver this day, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are those who are hungry, oh God. Moms and dads using the money for drugs and alcohol and other things, oh God, not feeding the children, God. So we pray, God, today that the moms and dads will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, that they will be set free because Jesus will allow them to come into the kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for order in the families today, oh God. There's a lot of fighting going on amongst the moms and dads, the sisters and brothers, the ones, oh God, who are supposed to be helping one another, oh God, are fighting against each other, Lord. So we pray, God, today that you heal the families, God. In the name of Jesus, make la shete, eke la shete, my God, I pray that the healing spirit will take over across this land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. All the turmoil that is happening right now, in the name of Jesus, in people's minds, oh God, people are plotting to do evil things, God. So we pray, God, today that the plots will be revealed, oh God. Every lunatic spirit, we bind up every demonic spirit that is out there, God. Every murdering demon, we loose the spirit of love right now. We loose the spirit of peace today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we loose the spirit of Jesus Christ, oh God, and bind the demonic spirit of the Antichrist. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, today that you're delivering right now and you're setting captives free right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. And Father, this morning we pray for those who are sick and afflicted, oh God, who need help in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will realize, oh God, that they can reach out and touch, like the woman who had the issue of blood, oh God. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And she was made whole in an instant, oh God, because of her faith, God. And so, Lord, we pray that many people will have the faith to believe that you can heal and deliver, Lord. Many people who are in a place where they have fever right now, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, scoliosis, oh God, in the name of Jesus, various forms of cancer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, today that you dry up the cancer in the body today, oh God. There are those who have brain cancer, lymph node cancer, oh God, lung cancer, God, breast cancer, oh God. We pray for those who have skin cancer, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, and different kinds of cancers, oh God, need to be healed in the name of Jesus. Blood cancer, leukemia, Lord Jesus, my God, arthritic conditions, heal the limbs today, oh God, take away the swelling in the limbs today, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody may have club feet, oh God. We ask you, Father, to heal the babies even that are being born prematurely, oh God, that they will be healed and you can bring them to a place, oh God, that they will be natural, oh God, and grow as you design them to, in the name of Jesus. My Father, many people need healing in their minds, schizophrenic, demonic spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray a bipolar condition today, God. In the name of Jesus, those who are just depressed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, to help them to know that they can just shout and dance before you right now. Some of them don't even know, God. So we ask you, Father, that you do some divine appointments right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you have to send an angel to speak to them, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to do what you need to do, oh God. And we know that you do it well, Father, in the name of Jesus, my God, We're just praying and thanking you, God, today for the victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those, oh God, the demonic spirits that are talking to the people right now, God, telling them to do wrong, oh God. We ask you, Father, to just move those demons right now. We come against the wickedness in high places, oh God. We pull down the strongholds right now in the name of Jesus, my God, because we have the authority. We have the power, oh God, through the Holy Ghost, oh God, to come against the demonic spirits out there. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind up the demonic spirit of poverty, O God. We know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, O God. If there's anything we need, O God, we know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we realize that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, God. And all we have to do is just trust you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're the one who gives us power to get wealth, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, today that we shall be in a wealthy place, oh God. We would not have to continue to struggle, Lord, those who are struggling, oh God, with their finances, God. You told us, Lord, to owe no man but to love him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us wisdom with our finances, oh God. As you bless, Lord, help us to do right with the finances, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we know that you can help us to multiply whatever seed we sow, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today that we are the seed of Abraham, and in blessing you bless us and multiplying you multiply us as the stars of the heavens and as the sands of the seashore. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray for the businesses, oh God, anybody who may have a business, Lord, help it to flourish, help it to increase, God, help it to be enlarged, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are working, Lord, bless them on the job, elevate and promote, God, in the name of Jesus. Those who need a job, help them to find it, oh God. Those who want to open a business, let the businesses be open, oh God. Give wisdom, Lord, knowledge and understanding, even a witty invention, God, so that somebody can just have some abundance in this time and dispensation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. Now, Father, we just want to pray for this inauguration that will be happening on tomorrow, God. We pray for the peace of God, oh God, to be there in that place, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray for protection over those, oh God, who will be even the soldiers who are out there, oh God, and those, oh God, who will be guarding, oh God, and doing the work that needs to be done, oh God, because of the turmoil in this country, oh God. I just pray, God, today that you cover our new leaders, oh God. Cover them, oh God, with the blood of Jesus and protect them, oh God, as they go into office. And Lord, as they get into office, I pray that they will do right by the people, oh God. Each and every person, not only the president and the vice president as they get in office, but others, oh God, who are being installed in this next few weeks, oh God. We just thank you, God, today that you're blessing us and helping us, oh God, to know what to pray for and how to pray, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, and we bless your holy and righteous name, God. We just bless your name today, oh God, that you bless each and every person who comes to this prayer line. Bless the seed that they sow, God. Let it multiply at least 1,000 times more than what it is, as you speak of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you, God, today that as we bring our tithes into the storehouse, oh God. We prove you, oh God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we do not have room enough to receive. And Lord, you rebuke the devourer for our sake, and the fruit shall not come off the vine before its time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We praise your name, God. We say hallelujah and amen. It is so. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name. My God, so I thank God for everyone who's here. We are blessed to be in the land of the living. We're blessed to be able to come and share with each other and share the word and share the praises. And, you know, when we praise the Lord, we know that God told us in his word in the book of Psalms that he inhabited the praises of Israel. So he inhabits our praises. So as we come together, not only when we're here together, but when you're in your own private, do your praising before the Lord. Praise the Lord and thank him. We don't always want to just ask him for things, but we want to praise him and let him know that we appreciate him. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So right now, what I'm going to do is go ahead and get into the word this morning, and we're going to use the scripture of the week, which is in the book of Proverbs. And it is Proverbs chapter 3, and I hope that as we're reading this word and sharing the word that you take notes and write down the scriptures and go back and reread and read not just the verses that we give this morning, but you can go back and read the whole chapters and read what God is speaking to us in this time. And we will hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, we're talking about remembering God's law, and I also put in there, and the laws of the land. And when we remember God's law and do what God says, then we don't have to worry about suffering consequences of not doing what he said. And even as we live in a land that has laws, and most lands around the world, every country has laws in place, and we have to honor and do what the law says. Otherwise, otherwise there are consequences that we have to suffer as a result of that. And so the question that I have today, and I'm just rhetorically saying this, is what are some of the laws of our land? And what are some of the consequences for breaking the laws of the United States of America? And so there are laws that we have for driving. When we're out there driving, we should not be driving without a license. It is against the law to drive if you're underage. A 12 or 13-year-old child should not be driving. You should not be driving while you're drunk. If you're driving drunk and they catch you, depending on of intoxication, you could go to jail for that. And even when you're driving drunk, a consequence of driving drunk can cause somebody to be hurt by someone having an accident. So that's a consequence of driving drunk. So that's one reason why the law is out there. People are going to be killed. There are people who have been killed as a result of drunk driving. And driving without a license, that means that you probably have not learned the laws for driving. There, even when you get into your car, there are signs and there are lights that you have to pay attention to, and you have to stop when you're supposed to stop and yield when you're supposed to yield so that there will not be accidents. So those laws are in place to help to protect us. And even as we have laws for our land, God has given us laws to help protect us too from the evil one and from things that could harm us spiritually. And so there's a law that says we should not kill someone. We're not supposed to murder and take somebody's life. And when you do that, people serve time in jail. And there are times when people go to prison and are even given the death penalty as a result of not paying attention to that particular law. There's a law that tells us that you're not supposed to break and enter unlawfully into somebody's house and steal their goods. And if you do that, you can spend jail time. And sometimes people go into people's homes and they end up dead. That's a consequence of breaking that law because somebody may be in there with a gun and shoot you dead. So there are reasons why these laws are in place. People don't want you coming into their home without being invited. And then we have laws that our parents have in the home. Children are taken care of by our parents. And when the parent gives a law, they give rules in the home, and they're supposed to follow those things. And when I was growing up, my mom and dad had some rules in our home, and we had to clean up after dinner, wash the dishes. We had to sweep the floor. We were to empty the trash and other chores that we had. And when we did not complete the chores and we didn't do what mom and dad said, we could end up getting a beating, getting a whooping. And so that was a consequence or being put on a punishment for not doing what they said to do. And so there are children that, I mean, when we look at the laws concerning our children, we're supposed to take care of our children and do right by the children. And if we don't, sometimes the children are removed from the home as a result of neglect. And so also when you're visiting foreign countries, when you go to a country outside of the United States of America, you need to follow the laws in that country. There was a situation recently where a student went over to the Cayman Islands and she disobeyed the COVID-19 restrictions and she ended up in jail. And so when you go to a foreign country, we shouldn't be doing things that are against the law if they have things in place. In fact, when I was in Zimbabwe, we were headed to the airport and I wanted to take a picture of a sign. And so we stopped the car, we took a picture of the sign, and lo and behold, the policeman stopped us, and I was not supposed to do that. So they confiscated my camera because I was not supposed to take that picture of that sign. But thankfully, I was there with Pastor Scholastica's brother, and he went in and talked to the policeman, and they deleted the picture that I was not supposed to have, and then they gave me my camera back. So we have to know the laws and not break them. And so we know that when God puts laws in place, we have commandments. We must obey those laws. We must obey God's word. And he tells us in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So when we break the laws of God, it causes us to die. And death does not necessarily mean we become deceased. It does not necessarily mean that we lose our lives as a result of this disobedience. Sometimes that death means that it's in a spiritual sense, it means separation from God, as we saw Adam and Eve found out in the Garden of Eden. God gave them instructions in Genesis 2 and verses 16 to 17. Let me read this, and it says, and the Lord, this is Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17, it says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now let me once again go back to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, and it tells us, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And so as Adam and Eve were given instructions about this tree, they were supposed to follow what God said to do. So, you know, we know, most of us know the story where the serpent came and tricked Eve and had her eaten of the fruit, and then her husband, Adam, ate it too. So they were disobedient. And so when they disobeyed and listened to the serpent, they were put out of the garden. They were separated from God. I'm not going through that whole story, but God put them out of the garden. He didn't want them to even have that opportunity to bother the other tree that God told him not to eat of. Genesis 3 and 23 says, therefore the Lord sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. And so we have to realize that the Lord shows us these things in his word so that we can be aware that if we are not following his word, we're not following what he said to do, that we could suffer consequences. And we could be out there, you know, we become separated from God and we get in a place where we're wandering around and we're don't have that relationship that we had with God when we disobey him. And I'm reminded of a time where in the Bible, in the book of 1 Kings, there was a prophet caused another prophet to literally lose his life. This lying prophet told the man to go in the direction that God had instructed him not to go. So I want to read this particular passage. It's in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, and it's verses 11 through 26. So this, when I read this, I want us to realize that sometimes we may be listening to somebody who may be an authority or somebody who we trust or we think is hearing from God, and they're not necessarily hearing from God, and they could cause us to go in the right direction and make the wrong decision, and then we could lose our lives that way, and we could become separated from God as a result of being disobedient that way. But let me read this passage, and you can see how this man literally lost his life because of what he did, which was disobedient. And so God had told him not to go back a certain way, not to eat. And so 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 11 says, Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. This particular prophet that we're talking about had done some exploits, and God had used him. And then when the Lord had used him, he told him not to go back a certain way. And so this prophet, this old prophet, as we are beginning to read again, let me start this verse over again. It says, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Then they told also to their father. Verse 12 says, and their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went before the man of God, went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak tree. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come, come home with me and eat bread. Verse 16, and he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. Verse 17 says, for it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. God had given this young man, this prophet, some instruction. And so he was repeating back to the old prophet what God had told him. He knew what God had told him to do and told him what not to do. So verse 18 says, he said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. My goodness. So verse number 19 says, so he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. Verse 20 says, and it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back, which was the lying prophet. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus said the Lord, or as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. Verse 23 says, and it came to pass after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. Verse 24 says, and when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. Verse 26 says, and when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. So we just want to remember that the word tells us that the wages of sin is death. And so this man actually lost his life. He died as a result of his disobedience, literally. So we realize that when we die, the death that the Lord sometimes tells us that we will lose our lives, it could be that we're being separated from him. And so when we're separated from him, we're a backslider. We're maybe out there doing things again that we should not be doing. And I also remember Jonah. Jonah paid a price when he disobeyed God. Instead of going to Nineveh, like he was instructed to do, he ended up in the belly of a great fish. How awful that could have been. I mean, can you imagine being in the belly of a fish with all the other stuff that the fish has eaten? And my goodness, he survived it, and he came out of it, paid a price. I mean, he's in the belly of the fish. But when he came out of there, he went and did what God told him to do. He had another chance. God restored him, and he was able to get to the place where God told him to go and preach the gospel. So God has given us his Ten Commandments and some other commandments, such as love thy neighbor as thyself, love the Lord your God. And we know that as we follow the word of the Father, as we follow even the Ten Commandments, those are major things that we have to pay attention to. Let me just read here in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 6 through 19. And it says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord would not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the 7 day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. In 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it, and made it holy. Verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. There's a promise with this particular commandment. And that it says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And so the Lord has given us these commandments, and we need to follow those. And we teach our children these commandments too. You know, when we were younger, my mom and dad, they taught us these things and told us what we should be doing. And, you know, as you learn God, there are other things in the Bible that we need to follow so that we can be in a good place with the Lord, so that we can help others to know more about Jesus and his love, to know that we have to go out into the highways and byways and compel others to come to Jesus Christ. When we become separated from God, I mean, it's not so wonderful. The devil, when he sees you separated from God, he's probably going to pounce on you and try to really keep you out there in his kingdom so that you can go to hell. He wants people to go to hell. But God doesn't want us to go to hell. It's his will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so each and every day we want to look to the Lord and see that the Lord is doing great things for us, and he's given us great things in his word. Many times I hear people say, everything that we need to know about life, we learned it in kindergarten. Well, I say everything that we know about life is in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. And so we follow his commandments, and there's a promise that we can have life through being obedient to the Word of God. The Lord says, forget not his law. And when you don't forget his law, that means that you have it in your heart and that you're going to remember as you go through life that you can have love. I mean, God tells us to love one another. And when you're loving one another, you're going to do what you can to help one another. We as a body of Christ need to be more loving and kind to one another. As we go into our churches, as we come back together, whenever that will happen, we need to have more love when we come into the churches. There are people who come into the church and they leave the same way they came because people not really reaching out and not saying anything kind to one another. There are people who are saying crazy things in the church. And so that's foolishness. And so we have to realize that we have a responsibility as a people of God to follow what God said, to keep his commandments, to live holy and righteous. He said, none but the righteous shall see God. And he said to be holy because he is holy. And so we have to strive to do his will. And as we get up each and every day, we ask the Lord to strengthen us, strengthen my mind that I will do what you said do. I want to be where you want me to be in my mind and in my heart, that my heart will be pure, my heart will be kind. And when you have, and all he tells us in his word, that we have to forgive one another. We have to forgive those things that people have done against us. And that's one of the things that people may be trapped in right now because they have a spirit of unforgiveness. And when you have a spirit of unforgiveness, God lets us know in his word that he cannot forgive you if he cannot forgive your brother or your sister. So we have to have that spirit of forgiveness. You have to really, he says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So before you go to sleep every night, be sure that everything is straight in your life, because you don't know. You may not make it the next day. You may not sleep. You may go to sleep at night and may not wake up the next day. So there's reasons why. There are reasons why the Lord has put these things in his Bible so that we can understand the word, so that we can live the word and be good Christians and not just having an outward show, a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. We want to be true Christians from the heart. We want to be truly following the word of God and truly have a passion for the things of God, so that even when we cannot go out and be in the community like we normally would because of this COVID-19, we still can pray. We can call people on the phone and say a kind word and encourage somebody and let them know God is there for you. And maybe just listen to people on the phone, because there are people who need an ear. They need somebody to talk to, because people are isolated at this point in time and this dispensation. But we as a body of Christ, we can pray and ask the Lord even to lead us. There are times when the Lord will just put somebody in my spirit that I may not have talked to in a while, and I may call them. And sometimes he may just have me praying for that person because I may not have their phone number. And so we just follow the leading of the Holy Ghost and follow what God is telling us, and don't be like this man that we just saw in the scripture where this prophet, I mean, even the elect, even the people of God, the leaders in our churches can be fooled, and they may end up with foolishness coming out over the pulpit, saying things that are not of God. And so that's one reason why we as a people of God read the word to understand what God is really saying, because people will say things in the pulpit that are contrary to the will of God. There are people who are in the pulpit who are leaders in the churches who are marrying same-sex, doing same-sex marriages. And, you know, that's against the will of God. And so we have to know the word of God so that we can be obedient to the word of God and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is so important that we share the gospel of Jesus Christ, be obedient to the will of God, help another to live according to the will of God so that we can be prepared when Jesus comes back. He's coming back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. He may be coming for us individually or collectively. However it happens for us, we want to be ready, because he tells us that in the twinkling of an eye, we will be changed from these mortal beings to immortality. We're not going to be looking the same way when we end up in heaven. So we want to be ready when he comes back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. So let's be obedient to the voice of God. Let's be obedient when we hear God telling us to make a change in our lives. And even when we think about the prodigal son, when he left his family, there are people in the body of Christ who may leave the church in this time. Many people are maybe becoming discouraged because of this COVID-19. They're not able to see the saints of God, and they may just need somebody to call them and talk to them. So if you're listening to the voice of God, he may tell you who to call. So, you know, we don't want to be like the prodigal son who left, and he was blessed while he was in the house, and he left, took his money, he lost everything, in the pigsty and all that old craziness, but he came back. And his father welcomed him back home. And so if we fall, and I did when I was younger, I remember falling when I was 25 and I was gone for 15 years, but somebody kept praying for me. Somebody prayed for me that the Lord would restore me, help me to come back. And after that, when I turned 40, and I've been going ever since, so it's been a good 25 years for me. So I'm thanking God for that, thanking God for those prayers. And so we have to keep those prayers going. For those sisters and brothers who may have lost their way or out there struggling, and I've talked to people who, you know, when you're ministering to people or you're witnessing to people, they have excuses as to why they are not coming back. And some of them, I've heard people say, well, I've done this and I've done that. I don't believe God can forgive me. Well, God will forgive you if you have not blasphemed the Holy Ghost. That's the word of God. So we have to encourage people. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil fool you. Because if you follow the word of God and see what God says in his word and do that, then everything is going to be all right. So we thank the Lord this morning for the word. I hope that I have said something to benefit you as you go along in your life, and that you will continue to be strong in the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for the word of God this morning. We know that your word is here to help us, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to help us all to be not just hearers, but we will be doers of your word. And each and every day, we want to get stronger and stronger as we study your word, as we see your word into our hearts, God, so that our lives will be strengthened, oh God, that our minds and hearts and spirits will be according to your will, that our hearts will be what you would have us to have in our heart, oh God, oh Lord, because we know from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, Lord, help us to speak the truth in love as we go about our business, as we go about our daily lives. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So right now, I'm just going to open the lines. And if you're muted, you can unmute your line. And if you have something, we're just going to open up. And if you have something you want to share, if you heard something this morning that would be helpful to you, you can share that. Or if you have a testimony or something that you want to share. And if you're not speaking and you have background noise, let's just mute our phone so that we don't have all that noise in the background. So as we are going to this hour, a power of prayer, we appreciate you here. So the Lord is being opened right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for the word this morning, Pastor Darlene, because it was a very true word. And what you said about the prophet is very timely story or review that you had in the Bible about the lion prophet. That caused a lot of problems. With people that were very well known prophets, and they had prophesied, they even told me, you know, even to think about the presidency, you know, they said that the outgoing president was supposed to win, and this, that, the other, and they put their calling on the line. Because I'm a prophet of God. This person sat 4 more years, and there was even, you know, noise about on TV and stuff. So these people here, they went there, and they were lying. They said, God said if they're a true prophet, it would have come to pass. But they were out there, but then we thank God for, you know, for forgiveness. He said, Lord, just forgive me. I was wrong about that, that God is faithful and just to forgive you. So I got a lot out of it, out of that word today, out about the laws, that you just can't be breaking the laws and going against the things of God, which we have that now, and it's even up to, even from Capitol Hill, you know, coming all the way down, things just causing a whole lot of confusion right here. But we thank God for the word this morning. I thank God for being here. I appreciate it. It was very clear, very understandable, and I was blessed by it. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley. Anybody else? Open.
Sister Gladys, I'm just grateful and thankful this morning for to have a mind and a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship. Hallelujah. Supernaturally. Just thank God for life. Thank God for my family. Thank
you. Sister Gladys, could you hold for a moment?
Yes.
Somebody is making noise in the background. Could you please mute your phone so that we don't have that background? We'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, go ahead, Sister Gladys.
Good morning, Sister Bundage and everyone. I'm just thankful to God just for mine. Just a sound mind, thanking God for life, health, and strength, for family situations, how God is moving. It's just so much to be thankful for God for, but just to be able to come to prayer and be blessed by it and be blessed and bless someone else with our testimonies. Thank God. I'm just thankful and I'm grateful for a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship, a mind that stayed on God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I'm just thankful y'all just continue to pray. Let us continue to pray for our families and everybody, everyone that God's put on our hearts to pray for, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Marie. And, Darlene, I just want to thank you for the word this morning. And I want to give a testimony. Praise report. Yesterday, when you was closing and you was doing your prayer, you know, sometimes we slip our minds when we want to put a prayer for somebody out there, and I especially wanted to put one for my grandson. So when you was closing and you was praying, I put him out there. He hadn't boo booed for 4 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I came home Monday. He still hadn't asked for food. But so I prayed when you was praying for him. And after I carried him home, he was home a little while, still there. And God, so much came out of him. But since he's been a baby, he always had a problem with that. So the ones that hearing, y'all continue that God just healed that, was causing him to get backed up like that. You know, but I just thank God because I was like, I couldn't get him to take the children laxative or nothing. But mm-hmm. when I prayed yesterday, he did pass. I don't know how that came out, that boy, but God opened it up and let it out. But I wanted it to be healed, so he wanted to go through that. So y'all,
amen.
Please keep him in.
Hallelujah.
What's his name, my sister? Marie.
Gianni, and he's 5 years old.
Okay, well, we're praying for him. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. God is the healer. Have you praised him? I believe that God's healed him now. Jesus, yes, Lord. He does miracles so great.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. For little Gianna, God, you're blessing him already. A glory and praise.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Praise
yes, Lord.
The Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Praise God.
Yes, good morning. Praise God for that beautiful testimony from my sister, from for Keon and I know that this is a blessing for him, and as God has touched his body, and we're just thankful that and believing that God will continue to bring forth healing throughout his entire life. So I thank God for the word of God this morning, a right on time word. I thank God for this word to help us understand the laws of the land, and that we can continue to pray and even to pray for the obedience of laws that is things that is taking place in our land, you know, our government and our nation. We can apply this word and pray this word over them and pray that they will come to a sense of hearing the word of God, and they may apply it, you know, to their lives and even to the land, and even in the position that they are standing as so many people are, you know, believing in what they're even saying. So I thank God for right now word. Thank God for that word that we can apply daily, not just believing, you know, some any old law, but we can believe the laws that the word of God has, the Bible, the book, what's it in the Bible. So I just thank God for the word of God that we can apply that word and remember his laws. His laws of the land and the laws that God put in place. So God is good, and I thank Minister Darlene for the word this morning. God bless each of you.
Amen. And God bless you.
Amen.
Too. Thank you, Sister Mary. Amen. Somebody else.
Good
have
morning. Good morning. This is Lois. Pastor Darlene, mm-hmm. Thank you for the word today. And I would like, you know, prayer for the ones who broke the laws of the land on last Wednesday. And because we have a president who thinks he above the law of the land, and the ones that they have jailed, that he don't set them free, because I feel like they should do time in for the laws that they broke. And I just pray that, you know, he don't set them free. He don't pardon them, and that they're not included into the 100 that he's going to part today. And I just thank you for the word. Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you, Sister Lois. God bless you.
Amen. I agree with her. I want to put in a prayer request that the plumber would come. We had a bad situation at the house. Everything was backing up there, and that the plumber would be able to get through that, be able to find one to get this problem straight in the house. Thank God. Put that
Amen.
On my prayer request. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. This is I'm grateful for the word this morning, and I'm grateful for you. But I have faith for it.
Sister Janice, your phone is breaking up a bit.
The city where, in the city of Hollandale, code enforcement always come, and they ticket people. So they came the first time, and they started ticking me about my barbecue grill, my husband's old truck, and everything. So I had my son to come and move the truck to Jacksonville, and she said that was good. Then she came back the other day, and when she came back, she gave me a ticket of $100 because my barbecue grill is there. And I said to her, see, you have to rebuke the devil, and he have to flee. So what I did, I said to her, Is nobody in the city of Hollandale working but code enforcement? I say, where are the people that has the paint program that's supposed to paint your house and give you free paint to paint your house? She said, oh, you looking at him. You looking at me. And I said to her, okay, code enforcement, only one working. And she said to me, if you got a pen, I'll give you an application. Now, God turned that around for my good. She told me, we got 75 people houses that we're going to paint the town, and your house would be one. Just give me, go in the house and get a pen and come back out and sign this little application that you want your house painted. So what the enemy meant for that by giving me a $100 fine for a barbecue grill in my yard, where I pay the taxes on this house, they wind up going to paint the house, and they're giving me $6,000 for new wood and everything around the house. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory, because, hey,
amen.
If it had not been for the Lord, I don't know what, because I don't have no extra $100 for no barbecue grill in no yard. I told her to show me where I can't have a barbecue grill in my yard. But she couldn't show it to me. But I tell you one thing, God had her to get this house painted. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory for looking me on my home and finding my needs. Amen.
Yeah. I do too. Hallelujah. I thank God for it. Hallelujah. I pray.
Hallelujah.
Still working here. We're so great. We praise you for it, God. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus, glory.
Yes.
They're going to give us $6,000 worth of wood, she said.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise God for that. That is awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
See how God does things for us. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. So, Pastor Horsley wants us to pray for the plumber to come to his house, and Sister Lois wants us to pray for those people who were breaking the law, that they should pay the cost of what they did to get out of jail. And then we'll be praying for Gianni concerning his body. So let's just all come together and pray for a few minutes. And we're near the top of the hour, but we want to get these prayers in this morning. Hallelujah. Thank everybody for what
Amen.
You have shared today. So Lord God Almighty,
We thank you, Father, for the word this morning and the miracles that you were so great. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for people like you, God, everywhere, Lord God. In the United States of America, Lord God, everyone with you, caution, Lord God.
Thank you for
just having to pray over us right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, we praise you, Lord God. We trust you to bring us out. We say
Glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, gl
Once again, for just being here on Tuesday. I mean, we're on the 19th day of the year already, and that is so wonderful. The year is going by pretty quick. I know once I turned 18 years old, it seemed like my life just started going faster and faster. You know, God is so good, and he is so great. So I thank you all for being here, and I make a declaration as the Lord tells us, we must decree a thing, and it shall be established, and the light of God shall shine upon our way. So I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree we have on the whole of God, are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray. Two are better than one. And Lord, I pray for each and every sister and brother who's on this line. We pray for Sister Gladys. We pray for Sister Marie, Sister Glenda, Lord, Apostle Horsley, Sister Grace, God, Sister Janice, God. We pray, God, today for Sister Yvonne, oh God, Sister Ray. Sister Velma, Lord, Sister Sheila, oh God, Sister Charlotte, oh God, Sister Lois, Father, we pray for Pastor Scholastica, Sister Chris, God, we pray for Sister Juanita, oh God, Sister Glenda, and Lord, we want to include Tony, oh God, who lost her son, oh God, we pray, Lord, that you heal the hurt and pain that she may be experiencing, and so, Lord, we just decree today that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, and we cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. And I decree this morning that every wicked and evil word that has been spoken against us is rejected. Father, I ask you to send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I ask each and every one of us to rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength. He will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. As we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what God has for us. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that we will just continue to see the Father in our lives. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.